Hello, everybody.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, God damn it, Jonas.
Yeah.
We can never just start how
I'm
want to.
Back.
This is why we kicked you off. Did I tell you that already?
Wait, you kicked me off?
Yeah, you got voted off the island.
Shit.
Connor got a bigger vote than you because of, we went by dick size. That's how the voting system should work.
Dick size?
Yeah, whatever state has the aggregate
Barry's
more
dick
dicks.
Is?
What's that?
How big do you think Barry's dick is?
Barry? Like Barry Obama?
Yeah.
I mean, we know he's half white, so probably really small. Am I right? Is that the stereotype?
Are you calling him Barry now?
Hey, shut up, guest.
Do we have to be introduced? I don't know.
No, yeah, you got
to
be.
Okay.
From so the if day half of your dick was long and half was short, then.
Then it evens out to an average piece. Unless half of it was, like, was really big, and then it was just, like, it wasn't, like, smashed together. It's, like, two pieces of a dick, and they're just jammed together. Kind of like the Russian dolls of dicks.
Oh, yeah, there's small dick inside.
I thought you we were about to say it's just some piece of shit dick, which I think is a great
a piece of shit dick.
It's a real piece of shit dick.
Last night, you guys, I got a nice piece of shit dick.
Oh, look, guys, we don't have time for this little banter, small talk bullshit. This is girls' night with Tom Raider and... and Joe Nasty has already spoken, and we'll get to your other guests in just a second. And it's been 1 second. David Britton is to
Tom
my right.
Brady. Hello.
And first time guest, Ben Moore.
This is great. I feel like there's all these in jokes, and I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, that's okay.
No, you're wrong.
It's fun. It's like all of a sudden I'm in Pee Wee's Playhouse, but I didn't know what that was.
Nope, they're
and
not
like,
in
now
jokes.
We're
going
to talk to the genie
fun.
Head in a box.
How big do nope. Barry Obama's nope. Pee Wee Playhouses.
Like every week, I imagine that you talk about Barry Obama's penis, like at the start of the show.
You're looking at me like I'm on every week.
Oh,
right? Listen every week.
I don't know who
I told you.
Week.
You got voted
what's
off.
Going on?
It's me. It's Connor Greenshirt Delaney.
He's your regular.
He's on it a lot. Tim McLaughlin's on it a lot. Joey Lawrence has been on it a lot.
Whoa!
He's here.
Whoa.
Mike, I always get annoyed when I listen to a podcast and the person on the podcast doesn't know.
It's fine. You'll catch on. It's not too much inside
shit. Are we
going to
play
shit.
The Leonard Moulton game?
Yes. And we're going to ask you to keep it crispy. We got some sponsors to blow through before
Can I bring this up first?
Sure.
You'll want to know.
Yeah,
you'll want to know this.
I mean, I guess that we'll just lose all this fucking sponsor money.
I'm sorry about that. I'll make it up. I'll make
Thank
it up
you.
Out of my own pocket. When I was, Connor was featuring last weekend at the World Famous Comedy Attic, and I was hosting, and my favorite credit was like he's a frequent guest on Girls Night in Chicago. It's great. So it's basically
did anybody know what you were talking about?
No.
Of course not. Hey, people listen.
It was fun to do.
But if a credit just sounds
there's
like
probably
thing.
A few dick princesses in the audience.
I called people dick princesses on Saturday. I
what
was
is
like,
that?
That's what the listeners are.
Dick, oh, that's funny. That's
called dick princesses. Anyways, this is the holiday spectacular. It's Christmas time. You hear those jingle bells in the background. Jonas, make some jingle bell noises.
Wait, okay.
No, just with your mouth.
Oh. Ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong.
So we have some special holiday sponsors. The first one is we've had this one before. It's actually my own invention. I'm being my own sponsor. Are you tired of in the middle of the night when you're cuddling with your partner and you try to turn over there now to your backside?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, don't you hate that? And then they assume you don't love them anymore, but really you just were uncomfortable in that position. Not anymore.
What?
With my invention, it's a strap that you wear.
You
buckle it around your partner, so when you're spooning and you turn over, your partner flops over to the other side of the bed.
Sort of like the instructor in a skydiving class.
Exactly, yeah.
You're bound together.
Yeah. So whenever you turn in the middle of the night, your lover will turn with you. It's called the strap-on. I think it's gonna sell big.
Tom, so, I have an invention that'll go great with your invention I've been working
what?
On. It's called the loop blanket. Now, look at this. You have to have a nice bed frame. You can't just have the mattress on the floor. Mm. But the blanket is just a complete loop, and you sew it together underneath. That way, when you turn over and take the blanket with you, just like that, the old-time towels in the bathroom.
That's perfect.
It's just a loop.
Oh, my God, I love
you
it.
You and your lover are going to be strapped together and warm.
So if you buy my product, the strap-on,
we'll throw in a free...
You'll get a free strangle blanket with it. And you can, of course, buy those products on our website, hotornot.com/girlsnight. Our next sponsor this week is a new hit show coming to ABC Tuesdays. It's based on the Bible, our favorite lore. We all know that Jesus he's got some magic tricks up his sleeve, and one of them was that he can walk on water. Mm-hmm. Well, some fancy suit came up with this idea. If Jesus can walk on water, he can surf on water. Introducing Surfing Jesus. Surfing Jesus. Jesus without a board. Wait.
Whoa.
Hold on. That's not it.
He doesn't need a board.
Surfing Jesus. Surfing without a board.
So do you want to redo
like
that?
You went back to correct yourself.
We need a clean edit point.
Yep.
All right, and go.
Surfing Jesus, surfing without a board.
Wait, no, that's the same thing you just said.
No, that's
oh,
right.
Was there more?
Surfing Jesus.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Surfing
no,
around
we need,
the world.
I'm sorry, I was talking.
Oh, wait,
we
I
need
fuck
another
it up?
Clean
edit point. Okay, you're right.
Let's try again.
Surfing Jesus, surfing around the world. Surfing Jesus, surfing without a board. Is that good?
Wait, so you wanted to redo it because you mixed up the two lines that to the song that nobody knows?
People know it. They're fans of this
show. Well, not
show.
Yet. It's not out
Tuesdays.
Yet, is it?
Well, by the time this comes out.
Okay. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
On for two episodes. So watch critics turn water into wine. I don't know. They're going to whine about how good that show is.
Yeah, got it. Yep.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I think we're we're ready to start the real podcast.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Ben, this is your first time on the show.
I'm real excited to be here, guys.
What we usually do on the podcast.
Real excited. Sorry.
We actually don't usually do this, but we're going to start off by talking about what we've been up to lately.
Oh, that's a good change of pace.
Jonas, what you been up to, baby?
Nothing, man. Just fucking and sucking.
It's fucking and sucking? You're back to fucking and sucking?
Back to it. Back to my normal routine now.
The other day, this is so loosely related, but we were talking about how when the Colts lost all of their games on purpose to get Andrew Luck, it was called Suck for Luck.
And did that really happen?
Yeah, and I started going,
what?
Oh, remember when the Colts suck and fucked for luck? It was so stupid. Anyways, you've been sucking and fucking, I hear.
Well, not really.
You've been on Grindr a lot lately?
You know, with not much luck at all.
Not much luck?
Well,
is it the age thing?
I think
you
fucked your way through everyone.
You might have fucked your way through Bloomington.
I have not fucked my way through Bloomington.
I mean, I don't know, but I feel like you've been on Grindr for a while. You probably met some dudes on Grindr at first.
They're all awful. I'm almost, you guys will understand this. You're both.
We Tinder.
I'm like 30 now, and everybody else is 19. So
yeah, like guys like me, I'm 19.
You're not. Wait, how old are you?
19.
Oh.
I don't like
you
to reveal my age.
You look fucking awful.
We all have to pretend. We all have to pretend a couple things for this podcast. One, that we're young, and two, that we're single, so that the listeners think they can fuck us.
Yeah.
Okay. They can fuck us, though, also.
That's true. They
also
can
fuck us.
Well, Jonas, what about Craig? Have you been on Craigslist lately?
Oh, shit.
I've not been on Craigslist. Yeah. Why? Did
like,
I accidentally
really
send you a picture of my dick?
I think you might have, yeah.
Shit. That's for murder. That's for murder. That's if you want to have sex and then be murdered, right?
You've done it before with Craigslist.
Craigslist?
Yeah.
No.
What's that like?
You told me that you had somebody over, and they came over, and you were like,
Oh, my God.
Never mind.
Really? I feel like you have like 20 great stories right now.
I've never. All right.
Semantics. Terrible.
I've never followed through with a thing from Craigslist.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's important.
How far did you get? Oh, I've wait a second.
Exactly what Tom said. They got here. I'm like, you.
We were in
this
his home.
Not as advertised.
You and I have done.
But I had a knife.
You were in his home?
That's what Craig. What?
I thought that fucking was when somebody entered your home. I thought that you were being. Like, I thought that was a.
No, that's what it means. Yeah, we fucked. He walked in the door.
No, but a guy, he did come to your house, this guy?
He, like, got to the door, and then I just.
You peeped to the people.
I peeped to the people and then just didn't answer.
This guy looks real fish-eyed.
Just based on the people, you were like,
he looks
bulbous.
Did he just look so bad in the people that you couldn't handle it?
You can't judge from a people.
You can totally
you
judge from
judge
people.
A person by his people.
If he's
right in the people?
I looked right in his people.
Look, to be fair, Dave, we can't really go by what your qualifications.
One time, I won't say who it was. Said, oh, I wasn't going to sleep with this girl, but then I was like, well, David Britton would do it, I guess. And I was like, well, don't base it off that, you fool.
That's funny. That,
it, wait, I won't say who it was, but it's someone we all know.
So Josh Cox. I'll say it.
Has it been established on the podcast?
That he's a fuck machine.
No, the Dave... I would say,
Here's the thing about Dave.
If you had a total lack of standards, a pretty one would slip in occasionally. Just be, like randomness would get you laid by a hottie occasionally. No, that's not fair. That's not fair. Because your current girlfriend is lovely.
She's lovely, and I've had
and you've had some good lovelies.
Yes.
You've had
some good lovelies,
tasty lovelies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some lovely tasties. But in general, have we established this in the podcast?
So I know. Did we? I don't remember.
It seems like you're freely talking about this.
Is this something
you're willing to discuss?
Answer
the question.
Yes,
do you have any standards?
There wasn't a question yet.
I know there wasn't one yet. I just like answer the question, Senator.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh yeah, put it up to your.
Well, I was screaming.
that's a good point.
I was doing the Bill Cosby, which is well, not that.
Oh,
boy.
What are you talking about? Anyway,
have you guys seen Bill Cosby's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? Seinfeld gets fucked.
We don't want to go down that wormhole.
Okay, sorry. I do. Anytime someone brings that up now, I am like, oh yeah, his new special. Like, did you hear about Bill Cosby? I'm like, yeah, I can't believe he just put out a new special. Really... anyway. I always act like I don't know.
But anyway.
Anyways, so you were asking
David,
if this was...
David.
But you didn't establish what you were actually saying, though.
Oh, the idea that you're saying that...
you want to say that, hey... Isn't it known that you have fucked horrible monsters in the back? That's what you want to say. Yeah. I can feel you wanting to say that.
A monster parade.
I wouldn't say a parade.
Monsters, Inc.
If there was a body type called Lunch Lady or a substitute math teacher, I don't know. Just sort of this general vibe.
Substitute bus driver or something like that.
I did.
like not even regular bus driver. No, because your regular bus driver at least has the steady form of income and shit.
Definitely. Have you guys ever slept with someone and you were afraid the whole time too? You're like, oh,
yes,
this is,
I actually have
scary
done that.
Thing that's
yes.
happening.
Wait, because why were you afraid?
Well, it was a scary part. It's like this person was like talking a lot about being on house arrest. I had to go to her house.
Oh my god, that's
and
never
then,
happened to me.
Like nope. after the sex, then she, you know, people get relaxed afterwards and just say stuff. And she was like, she was talking about her convictions and arrests, and she's like I
you
only
just said convictions.
Conviction. That's
okay.
She was talking about.
Just making
and
sure.
She said, I forget what led up to it, but like.
Well, you're talking about your dreams, and she was talking about her arrest.
It's like, it's bullshit that I got arrested for punching that bitch in the face, but it's not like I can tell the cop that she just stole my Coke. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. Like, you can't
that's
just
true.
Be like, I punched her because oh she stole my Coke. You can't say that.
And this is like, but this is, I picture you both are like this on the side of your face on the same pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, delicate pillow talk, and you're like.
Is there pillow talk? I thought you were going to say that she said something like really creepy. I mean, that's scary, but I thought you were going to be like, she was like, have you heard of the mating rituals of the praying mantis?
Yeah, just something real upsetting. I've definitely had, yeah. I had some girl I met on Tinder, like, who was in a town that was like, no, I was here in Bloomington and she was in Columbus, Indiana, which is like an hour away.
Right.
And we were just talking on Tinder and she was like, and then I didn't hear from her for a little bit. I was like, oh, she doesn't want to. Then she's like, I'm in Bloomington now.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh no, that's not, that was too quick even for me. Like, we didn't even discuss that you were,
so
but I still
talking.
Had sex with her, which is a horrible.
Oh my God.
This was hey. Like, I'm not that bad anymore. There was a time when there was a hole inside of my heart that could only be filled with strange vaginas.
By the hole, that hole inside of.
But I feel better now, you guys. I'm through the. I'm
are
through
you
the woods.
Still? Is your current relationship open?
It is an open relationship.
Okay,
yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Are you still on the old fuck train?
Sometimes I'll hop on the fuck train. I'm not just, on it all the time.
But it's not
I'll
like an every night thing anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At one point, it was an every night thing, wasn't it?
I was like, I was.
You said the funniest thing to me ever.
What did I?
I asked you, I was like, Jesus, Dave. Do you care if I say this?
No,
I,
go, right. Whatever.
Yeah, I said, Jesus, Dave, how do you fuck so much? And you go, it's really easy. I just lower my standards until I'm fucking someone.
No, no, no. I started saying that on stage. No.
Oh, you said that on stage?
I said that on stage. It's like, oh here's God. What I would do.
You
would
told me that literally. literally before. I think before you.
I think you laughed at it so hard. I'm like, I need to do that on stage. So now I get on stage and I'm like, look, there's a time in my 20s, and by my 20s, I actually mean like my mid 30s, 2 years ago. But I would say there was a time in my 20s when I was having sex with a lot of women. And just so none of you think I was bragging, I'll share with you my super secret method. Here's what I would do. I would get on the internet and drop my standards till my dick was in. That's what I would do. And that's true. That's just what I would do. Funny.
That's like one of the, that and the advice, I think, I can't remember if I said this on the podcast already, Jack Skolnick, former Bloomington comedian,
very funny,
gave me this advice where, because it was right after my engagement ended, and I was all bummed out, and Jack was really good with women. That
he always seemed like he was doing very well,
And, sorry, the ambulance just went by.
That's my ride's here.
My ride's here.
People still laugh when you say that.
It's still funny. I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, but it always seemed like Jack was doing well. So I was like, Jack, how do you do this? Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's easy. You find the prettiest girl in the bar. And if she's in a group of friends, what you do is you go up to the group and you start hitting on the least attractive one. And I was like, and somehow that girl like gets jealous and you end up sleeping with her. And he goes, well, you usually end up sleeping with the ugly one.
But he was being completely serious.
I thought he was kidding. He was being completely serious.
Oh, my God.
So good.
See, my plan wasn't even to sleep with the hot one. And also, I don't think, I think I had in my head that hot girls were more work to sleep. I was like, oh, this person will probably sleep with me. But it
That's
turns out,
point.
I find
Are
out
they
that,
more work?
Like, this is maybe a thing we could do is try to come up with a new
Just
thing
Google
to say
Jack
when you
Skolnick
hear sirens.
Obituary. Is he dead?
What? What'd you say?
Yeah, Jack Skolnick is not dead.
He's alive and well, more alive
he's
anyway.
I don't know what he's doing. He lives in L.A. I think.
People
he's
know
dead.
Jack Skolnick.
He's not dead.
Oh, that's too bad about Jack.
Anyway. We don't want to let ruin our podcast.
No, I think this is actually real. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
What?
Jack M. Skolnick. Age 91, passed away.
Son of a bitch. God damn it.
Oh, my God. I'm so bummed out now.
I didn't know he was so old, but...
Well, Merry Christmas.
He looked great.
That's what the holiday version of this is. I just every once in a while slip in.
We haven't done sarcastically.
We haven't done secret catchphrase in a while. Did you ever do that, Jonas? There's going to be a secret catchphrase that I pepper in throughout the episode.
Oh,
and
like
you
that.
Guys have to guess what it is at the end.
Okay, that sounds fun.
So, Merry Christmas. Anyways.
I wonder what the secret catchphrase is.
I think it might be secret catchphrase because he said that.
That's what you like to think. Maybe I'm trying to throw you off. Merry Christmas. Anyways.
Well, thank you. So I like that you keep saying that.
I like that we're talking about...
we're talking about relations and fucking.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think everyone at one point...
Yes.
Canceled their Tinder app. They erased it.
Right.
And there's always a story behind why.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Has anyone here ever...
I deleted mine.
I've never
But it's because I started seeing somebody, though.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing a new lady.
I'm seeing a lady.
Yeah.
Oh, I got rid of the app. I got rid of Tinder.
I almost feel like...
Yeah, because I didn't want, like...
I guess you're right.
It's just weird to still be on it. I re-downloaded it so that I could fuck with people on it. Like, I made a profile as a woman, and it was a lady kissing her boyfriend, and I wanted to see if
people
would still respond.
Do that, don't they? People fuck
with there's a lot of people fucking with people on there. I don't have, like, a terrible horror
I've
story for
Tinder,
why I deleted it.
I've gotten
it.
Tinder, Like, I'll be on a... It is weird when you're, like, on a date or you're with a person and you get, like, a Tinder acceptance.
The notification or something. I turned off the notifications
immediately.
Oh, yeah. I've never had notifications on.
Because I didn't want that to happen. I thought that was... Yeah, it's a terrible nightmare. You're on Tinder all the time. You meet people a lot on it, right?
I have... Yeah, it's worked out well. Because Tinder's not normally, like, just meet and fuck. Like, it usually just become, like, a date site.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I feel like most people. A lot of people say no hookups on there and stuff.
They all say that.
A lot of them say that, and
like,
most
Get
of them.
The
a lot of them are. A lot of them are lying.
Yeah.
They're all lying. My experience. But yeah, all women's profiles are always like, I'm not just looking to fuck. So you know, contact me on fuck.com. But don't try to fuck me. It's
hey,
like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Dial in fuck
as
me right
as,
now.
As soon as
went to
Grindr, they're all having a great time. I almost said gay old time. On Grindr, they're all having, you know, it's meeting and fucking, and as soon as women get in the picture, it's the parking brake.
That's what Grindr is? You guys meet and fuck?
And we tried to invent our version of it, and then women were like, I don't want to fuck.
Women keep ruining sex. Am I right?
They allow this abomination on people's phones?
When a man
when
a man loves a man very much.
Ben Moore has my favorite quote about Tinder, by the way.
What did I say?
I think we were talking about Tinder, and you turned to me and like, I think my Tinder's broken. It won't go under 18.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
High five, baby. I still get as low as I still get as close to that.
Do that on stage?
No, I don't.
You should do that.
I also have a thing that I don't do on stage where I say, how you figure out the age of the person, how low you should go, is you take half your age, and then you add whatever number you can live with. Half your age plus whatever number you can sleep at night. Anyway, guys.
Hi, guys. This is Tom from the future. I edited out a little Tinder story here from one of the guests because, you know, it was kind of a private thing, and they didn't want that person to hear it and feel kind of betrayed that their private life was exposed on girls' night. So I edited out that part, and when we get back, this is just me commenting on that. So back to the podcast.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, I mean, get too personal about it, but what was her pussy like? I'm
like
kidding.
The opposite of a penis.
It was weird.
That sounds great.
That's weird. Wait, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. This woman's penis looked ridiculous. This woman's penis was bananas.
Sometimes a lady will pull down her pants, and I'm like, "That you call that a penis? You're going to judge me?
Women's penises are stupid.
Like, a kid, you know how, like, when you're a kid, you don't really know that girls don't have a penis at first? Like, I mean, sure. Maybe you do if you, like, I would see my mom pissing, and I'd be like, your penis is so small.
Wait, hold on.
What are you talking about? You know how you see your mom's penis, and you're like, oh,
it looks way bigger when
you're a kid.
Your mom was pissing?
Like, when you're a kid, you think it's huge, but then as an adult, you're like, that's not a big penis.
There's a lot of problems going on right now.
Penises were a lot more fun when we were kids. Am I right, guys?
Oh, sure.
Remember, you'd ride
around on your dad's penis?
Especially around the holidays. There was a magic to a giant man's penis around the holidays.
Oh, this is the holiday season, babes.
around the holidays, there's just nothing like a giant adult penis when you're a child. That's really the you know what? I feel like I've lost the magic of a man's penis. I feel like when I was a kid, there was so much wonder to a man's penis.
It's true.
Oh, it was big and it was right there in your face.
Right in your
just
face
dangling.
All the time.
Right?
Just every day you get home from school
Jonas has kept a childlike wonder in a man's penis.
I was going to say, it wore
Jonas
off. The magic of the penis wore off.
You kept the wonder, baby. You kept that wonder.
Oh, I'm the most childlike.
You know, you have the magic of Christmas in your heart. 365,
true.
Baby.
That's true. I'll never forget Christmas morning being 7 years old. You open up the box and it's just your dad's fat, hot dick.
No!
Every year he got you. Every year.
And you get straight
to
chowing down.
You already started chowing down?
Yeah.
Yeah, you chowed down on cog at 7, right?
Hey, it was a different time.
Oh, my God. It was a different time.
It was the 60s, baby. Oh, but it's 2008 now, and we're having a good time.
Jack Skolnick, this one's for you. Can we dedicate this whole episode to the memory of Jack Skolnick?
R.I.P. Jack Skolnick. Whoa. That's J Law in the background, old Joey Lawrence.
Oh my God!
You ever play the game where you look at people just around the world and you go, I wonder if I could fuck them?
Like
if you could physically do it?
Yeah, if you could pull it off. Like you're not even attracted to them. You're like, I wonder if I
could
make
you
it
literally
happen.
Pull it off.
Yeah, if you're
can
like,
I pull those pants off? And
yeah.
Myself.
But you're like, I wonder if I could make it work.
And then
what people are you looking at? Where are you seeing?
See, Dave, I don't think you'd be good at this game. No, you'd be the best at this game.
Maybe I'd be the best. You're saying
like somebody just.
What's the challenge? Are they too far away?
Just
are
like no. I'm saying like.
See, he doesn't understand the question. He doesn't understand the question.
I'm guilty.
Ladies
I don't
and gentlemen of the jury, like, he's like he literally.
You
go. I don't. You what
could
do you, mean,
you get aroused?
What do you mean,
I mean,
what do you mean you can't do it?
Could
is
you
there,
like
is
get...
there a brick wall in between you and this hideous person? I don't understand.
Wait, is that the problem? Is there? They're not good looking. You're
you
saying?
Yeah, you're not attracted to
see,
them.
See, a lot
I mean.
Of people need to have a certain chemical reaction to another person to make themselves.
I've got the chemical reaction just going on my own. And then if someone else shows up, it's like bonus.
Yeah, when you have sex. sex with Dave, you're just showing up to a party in progress, baby.
Yeah, he's like,
party in progress.
He's like, I'm glad you showed up now instead of too early, but you can leave whenever you want, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
the party's going to
be
keep
fucking
going.
Himself no matter what.
So you're saying you see like a person
like,
on the street. Where are you seeing these people?
Just like at a store, like at the grocery store, and you're like, hey, that 75-year-old woman is pushing that cart. I wonder if I could make that work. What would that look like?
Like, could you physically do
it? What would it really
it?
Look like?
It's kind of funny to me to just picture it. I don't know. And then
you could, yeah. Just think,
I used to
could
a bit
I do
of
it.
I thought you meant could you talk them into it?
No.
Like,
I just mean
I
in the fantasy world
like
where they're totally they're into it.
Okay.
Could you be into it?
Could you also be into
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I used to do a what? Yes.
Yeah.
Just definitely yes. Anybody.
Oh, just anybody?
That's what I'm saying. Just like anybody.
It's somebody who
oh, no.
is borderline.
Exactly.
You
That's
might
what
not
I'm
be attracted
about.
To him.
Yeah, borderline you
but
wouldn't
could
be.
You make could you basically the question is could you make yourself have sex with someone who you really weren't that into just to do it?
Just I still don't get it. Are you at work
no,
or
I didn't
something?
Answer the door when someone showed
just
up.
Just anywhere.
Here.
He peepholed it.
Or do you have
just
to get
in
back
the
to
world.
Work? Are you busy? I don't
he does not understand the goddamn question.
That's the problem, exactly.
I used to do a video with this where...
I get it. You're like on work release. You have to go back to camp. I get it. You're not allowed to.
Jesus, Dave, that is
you're
not it.
If
but...
you could get out of like the handcuffs, the police officer...
Like, it's kind of more of a Houdini thing.
I see. Like, you're in the back of the cop trick. Car. There's a lady cop up front. You're like, how can I get up there and rape this woman? That's why you're saying,
like,
how
no, that's
I,
not it at
how
all.
Can
I
rape
won't say about
police
that.
Officer?
Tom,
well, that's not right. I don't think you
that
should.
That ain't
I,
right.
It's okay to fantasize
that's
about it.
That's not right.
It's
that's
okay to fantasize about it.
No, I used to do a bit about, like, sometimes, like, you ever just jerk off to somebody you're not attracted to see if you can do it?
Oh, wait, this is like someone you know?
No, it can,
be.
Not just
know.
Like bad porn.
Like somebody like who works, like your bus driver. You know?
Hey,
when
I
you
want
ride
you to
the
know
bus.
I jerked off to you last night. You're welcome. Normally I would pick you
the lady who works
person.
At the donut shop.
12-year-old Tom Brady gets on the bus going to middle school.
This isn't 12-year-old Tom Brady.
Is this going to be
no,
a math
I
problem?
I told you, when I was 12, every Christmas, I would suck my dad's fat dick.
Oh, no! Well, you didn't say it in so many words, but I'm glad it's out
oh,
there.
Oh, sorry. That's what I meant. I thought that that's what we all did. Anyways, I thought that
I
you guys would
your
relate to this.
He was a good man. He liked the whole neighborhood could suck his dick. That's what I loved about that guy. He just come for days.
Oh, well, on that note, we'll move on from
Merry
that
Christmas.
From that that little piece of business.
I'd like to talk more about how much your dad can come.
It's a surprising amount.
Tom doesn't know how much his dad can come.
That's true. I could never. I've never met my father, to be honest. We'll get right into that later.
Real poonhound.
Real poonhound's my credit.
That's true.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Real poonhound.
Jonas. Oh yeah. No, I'm not gonna take one of your beers that I just bought you.
You didn't have to say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could I get a glass of wine though while you're up? Thank you. Okay, we're all partying on this fucking podcast.
Oh, holiday party.
Holiday party.
It's the holiday season. We talked about what Jonas has been up to, which was sucking and fucking.
Right, Dave,
we'll go to you next. What you been up to, man?
What
you quit your job? You're still. Have you found a new job yet?
No.
Are you looking?
Nah.
You're devoting yourself to. You're gonna go for the.
Yeah, I'm a professional stand-up comedian in the sense that I don't have another job.
I think that's the major qualification.
That is
you quit your
that's
job.
All I'm doing. Well, here's the thing. Here's how I pull it off. First of all, my parents gave me $1,000 for Christmas.
Wow.
And they gave it to me on Thanksgiving, so they're like, "Here's this."
Oh, that's nice of them.
Then
that's
I had
thoughtful.
I had a few actual shows where I made like real money.
Okay.
Some of those thanks to Ben Moore.
You're welcome.
Hey,
took
there
me
you go.
To,
oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
oh, I love
about
it.
That some.
Let's get
we
into
did
it. This is what
worst,
I want
one
this
of the worst shows I've ever done.
Was and I was so happy to do it. I was like, yeah, I'm doing it.
Well, the first, yeah.
So
what happened?
So
where
I
was
have all
at?
That money saved up.
Well, you know those. You know those 2 one-nighters, Samara.
Yes,
Bucks?
Yes.
And the Friday is always it's a 2 one-nighter. So the Upper Peninsula, Michigan,
was
so
great.
So it's the part of Michigan they keep above Wisconsin, real far north.
Real far north.
Everyone's wearing camo. It's like a town full of like. What, 100, couple hundred people?
The Subway workers had camo hats that said Subway on them.
Like the Subway sandwiches? The Subway, like...
Yeah, they're not in the Subway.
There are parts
no
of America where everyone's just always wearing camouflage all the time.
Yeah.
And I said, like,
it's my dad's house.
Yeah. It's like that's
they don't
their
be seen.
Statement.
My dad wore camouflage on Christmas with all the family.
Really?
He's a crazy person.
Well, I said to these people
my
in
uncle
Ghani,
wore a wolf t-shirt.
When I got on stage, I said, you know, it's like covered in snow outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not blending in when you guys were forced camouflage. You don't look like you're not hiding. You just look like Christmas trees.
It's not. It's utility clothing, Ben.
Is that what they,
Ben,
I wonder what they
think. Utility clothing.
What does that what does that mean?
Nobody knows what that means.
That's just when you buy camo, enough camo, you just get entered into an email list where they tell you the lingo.
Listen,
to say,
tell everybody it's utility clothing.
It's not racist. It's traditionalism.
So there's a pizza restaurant in Negaunee, Michigan. It's a tiny town in the northern, most northern part of the country.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pizza restaurant, and it's one of those certain you know that certain communities, they're small enough that it's like the stand-up show for the evening. It's like the thing to do in the town.
Yes.
Like, we were like the most famous show busy people. So that always is a great show.
Yeah,
Friday
yeah.
was great. They pack it out. You did.
I love that place.
You did like
I did
half an
minutes,
hour, and I did
fun.
An hour. I did an hour and 10 minutes.
Without
even breaking, it was amazing. Without even breaking a
no
sweat.
Material,
no material, all crowd work. That was great.
There were those drunk like brothers who came up to us afterwards,
and they were just
like,
slapping each other. These three giant guys, and they were real nice. They loved the show. Like, man, you was funny as hell. And they would just slap each other in the face.
Like
you're
way
three
funnier
stooges.
Than this fucker. And then
slap him. And he'd be like, "Hey, Maya, cut that out." And then he'd slap his buddy. They were just all watching three grown men drunk slap each other across the face is the most entertaining thing. Like, fuck you, buddy. Slap like hard. Oh, like, oh man, you got me. Slap. And then so that was great. But then the Saturday on the way back in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. And I've done this two nights.
Sheboygan Falls. How'd you guys get that? Who books that? That's another segment on the podcast. Who books that?
Who books that? there's a. It's a bowling alley.
Okay.
You haven't done these? No,
I haven't done them.
Because Samara books them.
Right. I was kidding about who books them, but I appreciate you telling me.
Saying, but you should. This is in your future. Watch out. And the bowling alley gig was always kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this. It was just the perfect shitstorm. It was the thing. So before you got on stage, I went back to the hotel that was next door because I forgot something. Uh-huh. And when I came back, I walked into the middle of your set, and I was like, oh, my God, something's gone horrible. Right. It wasn't
that's
your
the
fault.
Worst
like the
feeling.
Night before
they
was
were,
so good.
Yeah,
I was
they
like,
were
talking. Oh.
No, but it wasn't your fault because it's like they were talking and heckling. And
they're heckling you.
There was also an animatronic deer on stage with its head moving back and forth. So this whole time, this deer is like saying, nope, 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 nope.
I was at a club recently where they had a whole Christmas tree on stage. Like, there's this thing over the holidays.
The Columbus Funny Bone will do that.
Clubs are like, how much lit up shit can we put on stage?
Yeah.
And
a
just,
good like that's a notable club, and they have
a
fucking
club.
Huge Christmas tree, and it's like taking up most of the stage. Like, where do I stand?
Oh my god,
it's nuts. So people were heckling you?
Not well, yeah, a little bit.
I thought it was just a shitstorm of everything.
There were people talking, and like just everyone's yelling at their tables and half paying.
And
attention.
It's a separate bar in the bowling alley. So it has the potential, not just in the bowling alley. So it has the potential to be good.
You can definitely hear the bowling. But, and I think you noticed this too, right down in front, right in the center, there was this couple, this guy who's laughing his ass off at everything. Like, he's just having a great... And his girlfriend, who's like the same as the animatronic deer, just like, nope.
She's mad at you for making him laugh. She's mad at him for laughing.
I think she's kind of mad at me that I was making him laugh.
Did you do the horse dick joke? She was probably offended.
I probably did.
Love that joke.
You always do the horse dick joke.
That's a great joke.
If I'm going to do more than 20 minutes, it's probably going to make its way in.
Yeah.
And so, like... And at one point, like, no one, like, he's laughing, and there's, like, maybe some people in the back are laughing, but most people are either just talking or very actively hating me. Like, those are your two options for the most part. Except
for
this guy. And at one point, I was like, how did the two of you get together? Like, what happened that you are a couple?
Yeah.
Like, and I can't remember what they said. But you remember, that guy was great, right?
He was laughing, I think, yeah. He's just so, oh, my God.
But you thought it was miserable.
It was one of those ones that was so bad that I actually enjoyed it.
Those can happen.
At the end of it, there's a point where you turn and you're just yelling at, you're having a good time to how mean you're being to them.
Sure.
And then it's like, it's kind of okay.
Did they come around when you were mean to them?
No.
Every now and then you get some momentum going for it. Like, with me, it was nothing.
Even though it was probably, 50 people, there were so many factions. So it's like, I get five people to laugh.
Yes.
And then there were two guys over on the side that wouldn't stop talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept yelling at them, insulting them, and just saying the worst. You get to a point sometimes where you're on stage and you're so mad that you're just literally saying the worst things you can think at a stranger.
Oh,
Well, we have a clip of your stand-up we're going to play really quick, actually, if you don't mind. Well, to familiarize people with you. And this is you kind of being angry on stage. Mm-hmm. But everybody gets it. Like, they're not... Like, people aren't going to be mad at you about this, but, so this has been more.
I have it on my iTunes, so I'll just...
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass! You can talk your brain now, motherfucker! Roll his ass out, he's a nigger! He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh my God.
A nigger, look, there's a nigger!
Ooh. Ooh. All right, you see? It shocks you to see what's buried beneath your stupid motherfuckers. What was it called for? It's not called for you to hear on my ass, you cheap motherfucker! You guys have been talking and talking and talking! Wait a minute, where's he going?
There it is.
Oh, wow.
That's been more, everybody.
That was worse than I thought.
I thought you handled that well.
I thought, right? I know that there was a lot of backlash about it. But,
but well, yeah, I mean, you stand behind everything you say, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to say these things because to be provocative to get people thinking about them.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you know, they were just being really,
I mean, they were yelling at you. What are you going to do up there?
I can't wait to... Sure
I don't know if I can play that.
Oh, you can play it.
You have to.
You have to play it, Tom.
Okay. They were just...
We talked about this for like half an hour yesterday.
Did we? I forgot. I actually forgot.
We also perfect. Drank for 9 hours.
It was perfect timing. Sometimes you're just being... Let's continue with your point. Sometimes
they were just being that word. They were just all being that word.
Would you say this is stereotypical?
Sometimes people are just being that word and you got to let them know.
Sure.
What word is that?
Huh? You know.
I mean,
whoa!
Clearly you don't shy away from it.
That's, whenever I say whoa, it's me bleeping out Ben saying that word. Whoa! These fucking wolves.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
They were
yeah,
talking.
I know what you mean.
And then it turns out all of those, they were all just ordering drinks. I'll feel bad afterwards.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went back to Sheboygan.
I have done that, though. That's the thing you have to know not to do.
Right.
Oh,
like just
sometimes
yell
you
at
hear people.
Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, and they're like, just ordering drinks.
Sorry,
like, well, some clubs, they're really loud about
it. It's so funny how half the clubs, the waitresses know to talk under you.
Mm-hmm.
And at half the clubs, the waitress will be like, what do you guys want? Like, it's like they're actively trying to yell over you. Like, yeah, sorry that guy on stage is being so loud, but what do you guys want? Hey, look at me. Hey, what do you want to drink?
Do you ever feel like there's certain clubs where maybe it's not usually clubs, but like places where the waitresses are mad at you for being on stage? They're like,
yes.
I think a
I
lot
feel
of
like
time,
they're mad at me for being here.
The thing is, we think.
Before I've even gone on
we're
stage.
We're living our dream, and we think we're artists, and we think that we're the reason everyone. But a lot of places, they're like, this is just a bar. Even at comedy clubs,
mm-hmm.
Their point of view is like, we need to get out the chicken fingers, we need to get out the drinks, and then you're just the piano player in the corner.
Right.
Like, that's literally how important they think of you.
Which, like
I'm not saying they're wrong.
I get that sometimes they're right. Like, I mean, not totally, but I get their point sometimes where they're like, this is just my job.
Like you
like,
can't
I'm
get
just
a drink.
The server.
You can't get a drink before a show. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hardest thing in the world a lot of times is getting a bottle of water before you go on stage.
Yes.
Because
they're running.
Because they're like, we need to get drinks so the show can start.
Right.
You're like,
fucking,
I'm the show.
Yeah, I need
Let's
this.
Let's get me a bottle of water.
There are so many times, and this is not their fault, it's just the way that it works, but I don't even think about it until right before, where I'm like having a drink poured for me. Yeah. As they're calling my name. Like, I'm
and
like,
it's so hard to get you can't get their attention.
Yeah, which I get it. It's tough because it's their work. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. they're at work. We're not really at work.
We're kind
even
of
though
at
it's
work.
Our job.
It is our job, but we're it's not a different at work. Thing. I remember one time in the kitchen at the Comedy Attic, which is as good as it gets as far as wait staff. Like everybody's so great there, but I was complaining, or I wasn't complaining. One of the servers, our friend Bethany, who does not work there anymore, she lives in Chicago. Yeah. She's doing great. I'm plugging her, even though she's not a comic.
Yeah,
go, or anything.
You get a chance.
She works at Groupon. Hey,
plant cans. Yeah, Bethany
in
Chicago.
Groupon. She was like, I only made like. She was like, I made like 150 tonight, and I was like, whoa, that's way more than I made. And she was like, yeah, I'm working.
It's so hard
like,
to
oh,
convince
that's a good point.
People and your girlfriend and also yourself that it's a real job. Yeah. Those are the three people it's hard to convince. Everyone else and your girlfriend
and
yourself.
Well, it's hard when it's a girl you're dating before you, because I had that. Like, there was a girl I was dating, then I started comedy.
Yeah.
So she was like,
that's the hardest
what
one.
What the fuck?
Oh,
what's going
yeah.
on? And I was like, I don't know, but this is great, right? But
that's like, the toughest thing. We've talked about that on this podcast before, where it's like if you start dating someone after you've already started, it's kind of on them a little. Like they kind of have to meet you in the middle.
Yes,
but
yes.
if you just start doing stand up in the middle of a relationship, like we have a friend who's married and then she just started doing stand up, and that's tough because it's like, hey, I'm going to go be a fucking crazy person from now
well,
on.
It's weird to
from
me.
Now, yeah, that's
it's that weird was, to me when you meet like.
It's tough.
I'm trying to think if I'm going to insult anybody with this, but if you meet like an MC who has like a kid, if you watch, it's a really good documentary, the I Am Road Comic.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It won't. The I mean, not to ruin it. That's not really
some really struggling comics on that,
like Pete Holmes.
Like Pete Holmes.
I feel like if you live in L.A., you know what? This is a weird statement, but I almost feel like if you live in L.A., you're not a road comic.
Even if you're on the road all the time?
The only exception, Kyle Kinane is definitely
a
road
comic. He
definitely
is. Like, and he interviewed him. But I almost feel like it would be great if they just did a documentary about guys who that's their living and they're not famous at all.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
side
a road,
of it.
Yeah,
like, those
yeah.
guys
a documentary
are just,
about
like,
you.
Sad,
that's
about
what you're trying. Documentary. It'd be cool if they made a documentary about me.
Or just about sadness. About like,
it would be more interesting, I think. I mean, you could have both documentaries.
A comic. And I guess Pete Holmes is too.
Pete Holmes tours a lot.
I brought that up because when I was talking about the kids, I say there's an MC and that this is all I was thinking of.
Yes,
there's an MC in that documentary, and he's like it's his first gig ever. At one point he's on the phone in the hotel room talking to his wife about how he's missing his kid's birthday party because he's emceeing this bar show.
Yeah,
and it's just I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bummer. There's a really, like, sad...
No, I'm going to miss the opportunity to ever know love or have a child. But I'm preemptively missing out on it.
Oh, my God.
I'm preemptively missing... I'm missing it in that I'm not going
to
make that person exist. So which is worse, I don't know.
I think that... Oh, that's a good point. They don't even get to exist.
My comedy career is going to
kill
them.
I think I'm doing a good thing by not having any responsibilities.
I could at least have the kid and ignore them. I'm ignoring them completely. I'm disallowing them from being in the world.
That's true.
I'm the best.
I said that once to a lady as a joke, like a compromise, because she wanted kids and we were serious. And I was like, well, what if we just had a kid and we're real neglectful? Would that work out for you? Like, no, I don't know.
One time in the middle of sex.
Middle of what?
In the middle of sex.
In the middle of sex?
I thought it'd be a funny joke if I said, I think we should just be friends.
That's funny.
And I thought that'd be funny. And then afterwards, we're laying there. She was like, you were just kidding about the friends thing, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Did but, you wait
like,
to
like,
actually
it stuck,
say it?
Like it had stuck in her head the whole time. I don't know why I brought that up. You just
saying, that was funny.
Funny things during sex.
There's some female comedian who does a joke about like.
Wait, what now?
A female comedian?
A lady comedian.
Okay.
I'm sorry, lady comedian.
This is Girls Night, by the way.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, but she used to say when to freak a guy out, like when he would get out a condom before sex, she'd say, what, do you not think I'd be a good mom?
That's funny.
It's like the scariest but funniest thing to say to a dude. I wish I knew who that was. You said that.
I'm going
to
start saying that.
You're going to start saying
that. That's really funny. Say. Yeah, it's funny.
Hello, guys. This is Tom from the future. And I'm just giving you the heads up here. We kind of had to skip ahead a little bit due to some audio stuff, and we were running a bit long. But where I'm going to put you back in at is Ben is talking about the idea that at some point, you have enough shows to where you realize you're just a comic. So when you have a bad set, you're just kind of like, that's ridiculous. That was a bad set, but you're not worried about quitting comedy. So that should give you some context. Merry Christmas. Here's the rest of the episode.
As show was going so bad that while I was on stage, the booker tried to call me.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And I didn't get it. Like, I love the idea that she thought that I was going to, because she was in the audience, she thought I was going to answer the phone and go, oh, guys, I got to go. Sorry, guys, this is, well, thanks for coming. I got to go.
That's so
that
funny.
That was the coal miner gig where she texted me, hey, you can wrap up if you want. And then the
that's
next couple
so
minutes later,
funny.
Were, you need to wrap up now.
Oh, my God.
They were yelling, bring out Jimmy Country Music.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But at that point, you're like, I want my money, and if I don't do my time, you don't want to give him any excuse to not pay you.
Right. That's true. I did a set in Peoria. There's, like, the opposite of that experience where I wanted to get off stage. So bad, which, that's a good club. It can be really great.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes there's not people there. And there was eight people in the crowd, and they were just – there was a lady literally drooling – right next to the stage. She's just so old and
just
tired.
So turned on.
And turned on. And I was so hard, and my dad's dick was there and stuff.
Were you chowing down?
I was chowing down.
Merry Christmas.
My dad's balls.
That's a special they have.
There's like three people in the crowd who are really fun and nice, but they're three people. And then five who are just like, get this fucking douche out of here. He's got a quarterback name. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And I'm just pulling teeth. Can't wait to get out of here. I never get the light. And Dan does light you there. So I was just waiting. There's a clock, though. Yeah. But I forgot to look at it when I got on stage. And I wasn't used to featuring that much.
Worst.
So I was like, I don't know how much time I've done. And I finally, I did like 33 minutes. And I was like, all right, I'll see you guys later. This is it for me.
Yeah.
And then Dan ran by me because he was at the strip club next door.
Oh,
and he goes, you were doing so great, I didn't even light you. He just didn't even.
That's what's interesting is sometimes you realize that you try so hard to do well, it matters so much to you.
Yes.
A lot of times no one's really paying attention.
Yeah, you're the only one who's going to remember
like
this.
Yeah, you'll be somewhere in Ohio. And you're like, oh, I'm not doing good, but that joke went well. And I think they like this thing. And you get off stage and they're like, oh, yeah, good job.
Here's your money. Great work. Here's a bonus for the week.
Yeah, like your boss isn't paying attention to you at all.
Because
once again, they're busy trying to run a restaurant or they're trying to run a bar.
Or getting a lap dance at a strip club.
Either one. You know, we're all working hard. That's
great about that club is strip club right next to it and then right across from it. Like dirt racetrack.
Oh, yeah. Dirt people racetrack. We are going to go ahead and move on to segments and start to go in for the close a little bit. We got segments to blow through. Before we get to that, I just want to say thank you to everybody who came to the Comedy Act the other night for Tom Brady and Friends. It was super fun. Dave Britton watched both shows. It was a great time. I loved it. It was a dream come true.
Who's your favorite comic
fun.
In both those shows? Who did the best? The Late Show. Who did... If you got on Grindr and had to tell somebody that they were the best comic of the night, who would you tell?
You know,
this hurt my feelings
night. It's so hard to... it's really hard to not find a way to just, like, say Connor without hurting your feelings. Like, obviously Connor, but
that's
I want to,
funny
like,
answer,
I wish I could think
because it's so obviously not true. We all know
that.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
like insulting to all of you because Connor's like, I know he's just fucking saying that because he's saying...
I wish I could have seen that. I'm so bummed I missed it.
It was
he had
really
good
fun
sets,
time.
So, like, he's not...
Someone sent me a message.
Feel that bad about himself.
Someone sent me a message on OKCupid saying, hey, you were really great last night. You were probably my favorite comic of the night. I'm like, oh, that doesn't mean anything.
They're like trying to hit on him and stuff. Not that you had a great set, but it's just one of those things. You told me that, and Laura like, this will be funny for all of us. And I was like, do you really think that?
As soon as I said that, I'm like, oh wait, but I mean like,
you said
not
it,
really.
You said it knowing it was me and like how I take things.
No,
no.
I'm picturing Tom having sex with this guy and be like, does this mean I'm the funniest?
You think I haven't dated people for 6 months because of this?
Like you let a man have sex with you and then you're like, I think this means I'm the best.
Here's the thing. I didn't tell Tom that initially. I just said, they said it was not like the best, but they said they really enjoyed my sentence. Like, Tom's like, no. Did they really
I
say question.
I was like, which did they say?
Because I tempered it because I was afraid that
I
you
knew
were going to get like.
I don't care anymore. I thought about it today for a few hours.
But I clearly was the best on Saturday.
Everybody was great. It was really fun. I have these posters from the show that are really cool.
Oh, yeah.
They're these dinosaur posters. That email me if you want one at girlsnightbrady@gmail.com and we'll figure something out maybe. I'm selling them. Do you guys want one? They're like $10.
Yeah. Oh, this is the high pressure. Like, do you guys want to buy?
No, like I'm not doing too well financially, and I would probably.
I you know, I don't like have any cash on me.
I just got this gym membership.
Oh, I have a swiper thing. You guys can do your credit card.
You have that.
Ooh, shit.
I'm so glad you have
that. I also
that.
Just took a picture of you guys that after the podcast is over, you guys can buy it. It's you guys it's you guys having fun on the podcast.
you have those little keychains like they had at King Valley?
I do. There's a on Jonas's printer. There's a.
I'll print them out.
Yeah, okay, I'll print them out. I mean, we're burning cash to print them out if you want them or not, but.
Oh,
so if you could just throw
like
us any kind of
money,
if you could kind of throw us any kind of cash, that would be cool. I also have those shot glasses over there to sell to you guys. Anything you guys want, it's just like $20 for all of it, or
do
like
you have
10
a package
each.
Deal?
Sure,
that's great.
That's the whole reason I have this podcast is to sell
so
stuff
to the
guests.
To
the
guests.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can buy like 50 of them and sell them to your friends at like a higher price.
That's a good idea because it's like a pyramid, man. I like the way that works.
And, but then we get a discount if we recommend other people to be guests on
exactly.
the podcast.
Exactly. What did you say it was?
It's like some sort of pyramid idea.
No,
like
it's
an
just
idea,
like a great idea.
Oh,
I don't know what a pyramid
like a great
looks
pyramid.
Like. No, like those are ancient. Anyways, this is a hot new idea. we have a couple of segments to get through. The first one is a crowd favorite. It's called Is Your Dad Alive?
Oh, okay.
Let's hit that theme song. Is your dad alive? Because mine is not. He died at 59 from a blood clot. My dad's dead. Listen to me sing. He died very young from a blood thing. Merry Christmas.
Really
that's the Christmas edition.
I mean, it was sad the whole way through. The way we were singing, it got real sad.
Jonas, is your dad alive?
Yeah, he's still alive and kicking.
Oh, must be nice.
I work with him every day.
Oh, sounds good. Dave, is your dad alive?
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, man. Ben?
No.
Oh, we finally
right,
have a
right,
winner.
Right.
Let's play that. Let's play the winner music. We got to play. That's not the winner music.
I don't like
that. We have a winner. All right, let's hit that theme song. Is your dad alive? Because mine is not. He died at 59 from a blood clot. My dad's dead. Listen to me sing. He died very young from
a
thing.
This
that's,
is fun.
That's his your dad alive. Jonas, can you pour me one too?
Please. My dad has prostate cancer. I didn't want to like jump
can
on.
We go for
I
for that?
I guess we can.
My dad's alive.
Is your dad alive? But he also has prostate
he
cancer.
Well, he has prostate cancer,
and he's a really good dancer.
Dancer.
Hey, there was Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Cancer, cancer,
this is the Christmas episode, guys.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the prostate cancer dancers. Here they come. They're real sexy.
Well, now I can't post this to my Facebook profile.
We can edit that out if you want. We're not fucking editing that out.
That's just how
human out
beings
all of
feelings.
Well, I should tell you guys, that wasn't Dave that said that. What I do on this podcast is I edit you guys out, and I edit me in doing impressions of you guys, saying
idea.
Whatever I feel like you should say to answer my question. So most of the last half hour has been me
so
talking.
So it's like Garfield without Garfield, but it's Tom without everybody else.
Exactly. And I just said that. okay, that was Is Your Dad Alive?
People never want you to reframe. I always thought that was a polite thing to do to show you were listening when someone would say something. And I'm like, oh, you mean like this? And they're like, yeah, I just said that. I'm like, I was trying to like be like show you I'm an active listener.
Did I just do that to you?
No, you did it. No, you did it to Ben, which was very funny. Like, don't ever fucking do it to me.
No, I wasn't doing it to Ben. I was telling people. No, you misunderstood.
I
was saying I just said what he said. Like, no. So he said a thing. I'm doing the voices for everybody right now.
I just said
the thing.
You were not being an active
listener. Right.
You were being a total lack of listener.
I need to be a D.
And I just said all of that.
No, you see
that's
why
the
you're
the
thing.
That's
the people do that.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. We got two more segments to do, and we'll finish this thing up. The next one is called How's Your Ex Doing?
Oh,
there's no theme song. It's just, Dave, how's your ex doing?
She's doing great. She sold the house that we worked on and built together, so that's been very.
Did you get some?
Oh,
money?
It's great. Emotional. No.
Oh,
no.
That's a bummer.
I didn't. She actually at one point said, "I'll give you some money when the house sells," and I was like, "No, don't."
You
give
worked
me
on
any.
It, but you didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it, but we worked
you
on it.
You did work
together.
On it. That doesn't seem. That doesn't seem
like
fair.
The whole the back half of the house was all like tilted. It was like being in like the Joker's hideout on the old Batman.
Yeah.
So we had to re-level the whole back half of the house. Like there was a lot of work. And, I mean, if you ask her, I didn't do as much of it as maybe she thought I should. But I feel like I did a lot of work.
I see.
So bring it up. We're totally fine now, so I thought I'd just make sure she heard this and, like, went back to hating me again.
Well, last episode, you, like, plugged her book and stuff or whatever?
Oh, yeah, she's a great writer. She's been writing a bunch, and, like, I've been reading the things that she's been writing. She's, a graduate student in Chicago.
Okay.
Never comes to any of your shows, apparently.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I'll be at Up Comedy Club January 6th through the 8th. Or 8th through the 10th, I'm sorry. With the wonderful Nikki Glaser.
And
with Tommy McNamara hosting. You may know him from Girls Night. Joey Deschanel may make an appearance. No relation. I don't know. Anyways. That's Ben, funny. How's your ex doing?
I'm trying to think which no, the most.
That's up to you. Which
most
ex.
Recent person I dated, or the one that still hurts?
I think the one that still hurts is the one that I would prefer.
I wouldn't even say hurts, but I almost. Who was I talking with? This. Well,
everybody.
Was it exclusive? I feel like there's someone I dated recently, but then I didn't know if we.
I'm gonna stand with that. Whichever one hurts you the most to still think about.
Oh, by the
way. Elisa's living in Chicago, and she's...
We hung out with her.
We hung out with her.
So all our exes live in Chicago.
Oh, they do, and she's a professor now. She's doing that, and she's doing very well.
We had a good time.
I think breaking up with us seems to just really, when you get your life together. We're breaking up with me, you just immediately succeed. She's happy. She's in Chicago.
I don't know if we could talk about. We should. Like about? She was drunk when we were up there.
See, she's drunk.
She was drunk.
Hey,
she's
there having, you go.
She can afford booze.
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen either of them.
You haven't seen. You remember Elise, right?
I remember Elise.
Yeah,
of course.
We dated for like a year and a half, and
I saw her in Bloomington actually not that long ago though.
Did you go to that show?
I didn't.
Oh man,
no,
it was
I would
so
have
great.
Liked to.
You were
check
at
out
show,
EP Hall. I didn't know she was still performing.
I don't think she's performing that
she
much.
Did.
But she can't even perform.
Oh, she did when she was here. When was that?
That show was amazing.
Check her out online. EP Hall. She's got some real good shit. Fantastic. And she broke Ben's heart. Anyways. Yeah.
Or I broke, you know, whoever. Who,
hey.
Who can remember who broke whose heart? I dated several people since then.
I recently had sex with my first ever girlfriend. Like my first
I've
high
done
school
that.
Girlfriend.
Not yours, but.
She said.
That's
she
so weird.
Like,
I did fuck you.
She was like,
first
why, does, why does your dick feel so small now? I'm like, have you been sleeping with Ben more?
That's really
well,
funny.
You know, in fairness.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
Jonas, how's your ex doing?
He's great. He's in a Vail on a skiing trip with his
oh, really?
Family. So
you guys
probably
are
having
in
a
touch?
Lot of fun.
Are you still upset about it?
I'm always upset about it. I'm upset about everything. Thanks for bringing it up.
Hey, that's what this segment is, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, you're still gay?
I'm still gay.
Okay. Jonas is single and looking to fuck. So, hey, email hotornot.com at Tom Brady for more information. What?
I thought it was Tom Brady at Hot or Not.
No, it's the other way around.
A hot or not?
No, we switched it because I was getting too many dick pics on the other one.
That's what I want.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
God damn it.
I keep forgetting what choice you're making from day to day.
Well, it's the same choice every day.
Oh,
it
man.
Is a choice.
That, must be tough.
That should be made very clear.
You see, Ben, it's not like a choice. I am just attracted to horrible monsters.
You wake up, you look in the mirror, and you say, today I choose gay. Today I choose gay.
Today gay.
And you do some jumping jacks, and you get out there, and you gay it up.
Do I look like I do jumping jacks?
I don't know.
You look like you
think
do
healthy people do.
You look like you do a jumping jack.
I do a jumping jack a day.
It is crazy. Some people actually think that being gay is a choice. I think that's so funny. Like it's pretty funny. Oh, being gay is a choice?
Yes.
Well, I get that it is, but some people think that.
They're right in thinking that.
You heard it here, folks.
Hey, what am I going to argue
evidence.
With you?
No.
You're right. We'll move on.
Thank
no,
you.
My brother really does think that it's a choice.
He's right.
I just think that
it's only a choice for girls in college.
That's true. That's a choice. I just think it's funny that if these people think it's a choice, I'm surprised that no like guy who's trying to prove that just he's like, see, I'm doing it. I'm not gay.
I can show you some videos.
Like, if it's a choice that your brother, is that who it was?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, see,
he should become gay.
He should prove it. He should go like, see, I'll suck our dad's dick.
I'm just kidding. It's in the family.
I mean, it is Christmas.
That's a good point. Because
incest triumphs.
It was a choice. Somebody should just go out there and be like, see, I'm taking it in my butt all day. I don't even like this. But I'm choosing it. I'm choosing it. And choosy moms choose Jeff. That's our other sponsor. Merry Christmas. Whoa. Ben just said it again. All right, guys. We are going to do, I think, one more segment. This last segment is called Anthony Kiedis News. Let's hear that theme song. Anthony Kiedis News.
Why is that any better?
It's not. It's Anthony Kiedis News.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Eddie Vedder performed it.
Performed by Eddie Vedder.
Oh, that
and
makes
it's
sense.
To the theme of his song.
They're probably close, I bet.
But anyways, we also could play Where in the World is Eddie Vedder? Anthony Kiedis News is a game. It's as I said, it's Anthony Kiedis News, and it's a game where I give you guys some information about a person or thing, and you guys tell me whether or not it is Anthony Kiedis or something else.
And there's multiple ones, right? It's not just one, or is it multiple?
I'll give you one today. Okay. Today it's going to be one, and you guys have to tell, like I said, you guys can ask whatever questions you want about this person or thing, and
can we ask if it's Anthony Kiedis?
That's one question I will not accept.
Okay, fine.
I won't take that. So here's the news that I have about Anthony Kiedis. Okay. This person was on the TV show Blossom.
Okay.
Also the TV show Brotherly Love. Mm-hmm. His signature catchphrase was whoa.
Okay. I gotcha.
And now he recently did a show, I think on ABC Family, with the girl from Clarissa Explains It All, maybe.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Is that I don't think that's
that
it.
That was not Clarissa.
No.
Oh, wait, who's Clarissa?
I cannot remember her name. No one can. Anyways.
No, look it up. Okay, look it up. I feel like I can pull it. Anyway.
Tell me what to do.
Is that Anthony Kiedis or someone else? And if you can tell me who it is, you get bonus points.
If it's not Anthony Kiedis, you mean.
Right.
Right. Because if it is, we could say it's Anthony Kiedis.
I'll tell you this.
Also, it's Anthony Kiedis.
It could be Anthony Kiedis.
Okay.
So you got
to
consider.
And we're allowed
that.
To consult.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa Joan Etheridge.
I knew it was the three name.
Melissa Joan Etheridge. All right. We can consult, right?
You can't consult with each other. You can, I guess. Yes.
And we're trying to beat each other.
Yes. It's a competition.
We're working together.
It is a contest.
Oh,
but you can work together. They're
trying to beat you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's kind of like Survivor, where you can have alliances. If I were you guys, I would team up against Jonas.
Well, okay.
You can also vote people off the island in this game.
Vote off Jonas. I just did it. I voted him off.
To be fair, I didn't say how many votes it took to vote somebody off. So, Jonas, I'm afraid you've been voted off the island. you can still play.
It takes one.
I think first we need to take our clothes off and build a bonfire if we're going to win this thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. So we've totally.
I don't have a puka shell necklace.
Know that we've taken our clothes off and we've built a bonfire. I think we're totally winning.
I just
winning.
Did with a clamshell necklace.
We're totally winning the Anthony Kiedis game right now.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Was this person in a band that had an album called Blood Sugar Sex Magic?
Oh, that's a great question. I really want to answer that, but I don't know.
Okay.
Man.
Who knows?
I wish I knew.
Who knows who's been... Maybe
what,
I've
I'm
been,
supposed to know the answers?
I was in a band. Sure. I was in a band that actually had an album like that. So,
that's
I mean,
true. So he
could be
he
hit.
Could have had
he's
that.
On the table.
He could have had that. You know what? Just to be safe, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was in a band with an album called Blood Sugar Sex Magic. And just know, I'm not sure about that.
Also, okay. I was in a... The Hot Carls have released an album called Blood Sugar. Wait,
stop
what
trying
so,
hey, to
plug hey,
your
hey,
band.
Don't give away hints. It could be Jonas, it sounds like. I don't want to give you guys hints.
That's
I
all
am could be
also
about Jonas.
The ingredients of my holiday brownie recipe.
Merry Christmas.
Blood sugar, sex, and magic.
Blood sugar, sex, and magic. Those are all the ingredients in my holiday brownies, which you've been eating up this whole time we've been here.
Don't mind. The Hot
Was
Carls,
this
great
person
band.
Also in a cover band?
He was,
of
yes.
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
He was in a cover band of the Red Hot
Chili Peppers. Yes, he was in a cover band.
So that doesn't actually narrow it down, because maybe Anthony Kiedis was in a cover band.
He probably did.
Yeah, it was called the Lawrence Brothers. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But who knows who was in the... Was Anthony Kiedis in the Lawrence Brothers?
Did this person ever appear on a poster with other men wearing a sock on his penis?
He was wearing a sock on his penis.
Oh,
yes.
He wore a sock on
his
penis.
He has worn a sock on his penis.
I'm wearing a sock on my penis.
Remind me what the name of the game is.
I am wearing a
sock.
This
is called Anthony Kiedis News.
Okay.
We have to figure out whether this person is Anthony Kiedis or
this is hard hitting news about Anthony Kiedis.
No, the TV appearances were
Blossom. Was he a regular character on Blossom?
He was a regular character on Blossom.
Like, he was on every episode, pretty much.
No, I think the dad on Blossom was Anthony Kiedis. He had that mullet.
Oh, he was.
Remember he had that mullet? He's always teaching life lessons.
No, that was the drummer who no one knows from him.
You guys are making some good points.
Now, Nikki Sixx was the drummer for Guns N' Roses.
Right.
No, wait. He was in Motley Crue.
Motley Crue was Nikki Sixx. But Nikki Sixx also played Blossom's best friend on Blossom. Nikki Sixx.
He wasn't that.
Nikki Sixx was not on Blossom.
That was her best friend.
Is this guy named Ted Wass?
You can't ask. You can't just say. It's not time to just ask. You can't do that until the end of the game. But no.
If I came up with a name for this person, would it be.
Say that name again.
Ted Wass? Wass? W-A-S-S?
I can't answer that.
You just asked me to say the name.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you.
Why did you want me to say the name again?
Why not?
Here's the thing. I know that Anthony Kiedis was definitely the dad on Blossom.
Okay.
I don't know if that's who he's talking about.
Was he the one who went, whoa?
No.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Yes.
I want you guys to know that Joey Lawrence, this has nothing to do with the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing to do with the game.
Is this an unrelated segment called Joey Lawrence News?
Are we breaking into
Joey Lawrence News now?
Joey Lawrence has shaved his head and he looks fucking awful. Oh.
If we're going to play Joey Lawrence News, we have to play the theme song to Joey Lawrence News. It goes, Joey Lawrence, Joey Lawrence, Joey Lawrence now. Joey Lawrence, Joey Lawrence now.
I think he looks good.
You think so?
I think he looks all right.
Okay, so...
Everybody on this fucking show has the worst fucking name. I don't...
Should we just guess?
Joey Lawrence
like,
was definitely... I want each of you to ask at least one more question, and then we'll
okay,
close
okay,
down.
Okay,
so the TV show is War Blossom.
Right.
What else?
It was Blossom, Brotherly Love, and that show with Melissa Joan Etheridge.
I have a question.
Yes.
Brittany Murphy was on the show? On Blossom?
Was she?
She
no,
was.
No way.
She's on the
I
cast.
I like that you made a statement but just put a question.
No. Here's my question.
Yes.
Is she still dead?
Brittany Murphy?
Yeah. It depends on what your definition of dead is, because some people believe that there's an afterlife.
I do.
And you live on forever.
I do.
And they believe that that happens in hell.
Sure.
Is
Brittany Murphy in
Dark
hell?
Lord Satan gives you eternal life.
Sure.
And it might be dark, but it's still eternal life. So you still have to worship him. Yes, she is still alive.
Great.
Okay.
In that regard.
Is this person's only friend the city he lives in, the city of late angels, and they cry together?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I think I know it.
I don't know if that helps.
I found
a picture of Joey Lawrence dressed up as a Chippendales, and I'm now attracted to him again.
Well, you were incorrect.
Aroused.
I'm
Whoa.
Fully around.
I told you Joey Lawrence news
Whoa.
Is over.
Wait a second.
We played that theme song.
Shit.
Joey Lawrence, Joey Lawrence, Joey Lawrence now.
wait a sec. Could you okay, I have a two-part question.
Two-part question and that'll be it.
First part, could you not keep a shirt on this guy? Second part, would that shirt also always tied around his waist?
He would oftentimes, even on television, take his shirt off in younger age. Hand it to his friend Flea. I don't know if that helps. And then have him wrap it around his waist. Yes.
I feel like this is tough.
Okay.
I know I was only allowed
one more question, but
like
just one
both.
More. How like turned on would a person, just any person, be when that happened?
I can't answer that because Ben had the last question, but very. Jonas, last question.
Does he have a brother named Matthew?
He does.
Matthew
he
Flea.
Was also on the show Brotherly Love along with Andrew. Are you guys ready for this?
That's more
okay,
than
we
know my brothers.
Can we do it like 1, 2, 3? Wait, we all say yes or no with Anthony Kiedis.
All right, last question.
Is his nickname Joey Lawrence?
See, I can't answer that again.
That is tricky.
I know you want to go with nickname, but
because his nickname Anthony Kiedis' nickname.
His nickname is J Law, actually.
I don't know if that helps. That could be either guy.
I know, it could be either guy. And he did remember that sock on the penis thing.
Sock on the penis.
Merry Christmas.
Sock on the penis.
Whoa. Dave Britton, what do you think?
Do you think sometimes he was just telling some girl to suck on his penis and she misheard? So, okay. I think. I guess he wants a sock on his penis.
Hey.
All right.
I want to know your answer here.
I'm sorry. I was trying to stall. I'm going to go Anthony Kiedis.
All right. Ben?
I think it's Joey Kiedis.
Joey Kiedis. Oh, my God.
Which is a mythical creature composed half of Joey Lawrence and half of Anthony Kiedis.
I can't fucking believe
this. Mic drop.
Oh, you mean the hottest creature of all time.
You hear that, Mike? I'm dropping the mic delicately.
You're saying,
let me put my headphones back on.
You're saying it's Joey Kiedis. Man.
Oh, no. Joey Kiedis. Hear that.
You could definitely hear that.
Yeah.
Jonas.
I'm going to say Blossom Lawrence.
Again, I really hate to say this. We've got three losers.
Oh,
shit.
Come on.
The answer is Ted Walsh. who also does sometimes go by Anthony Lawrence. So you were so close. You were so close, but you said Joey Kiedis.
Oh,
Ted Walsh.
Whoa, it's Ted Walsh.
Who is Ted Walsh?
It's so embarrassing.
He's the dad on Blossom, I guess.
Anthony Kiedis News. Okay, we're going to close off with two quick things. One, you guys are going to guess the catchphrase for the episode. Listeners, you've been playing along. What do you think it is?
I know what it is.
All right. What do you think it is, Dave?
Whoa.
Shit. You took mine.
Ben, what do you think?
I think the catchphrase is talking about Grindr.
Sucking and fucking.
Sucking and fucking. Oh, wait.
Actually,
can I change mine to sucking and fucking?
All right.
Or can I change mine to whoa?
Well, we switch.
I'll tell you this. It was originally whoa. And I'm making a last segment judgment call. It's actually keep it crispy. So we're going to go ahead and close the episode off like we always do by saying keep it crispy. On the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for being on the podcast. Oh, do you guys want to plug anything really fast? Did you already stop it?
I've not stopped it.
Okay.
Plug away.
I would like to plug the fact that I need a show. So okay. If you're listening to this,
Dave Britton needs to be booked. Ben Moore.
The Comedy Shrine in Chicago in 2 weeks. I need to look at. No one's actually going
to. Just look at Ben's website. He's going to be at the Comedy Shrine.
Go to benmorethewebsite.com.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Jonas Schroeder.
John Roy on January 2nd at the Comedy
Shrine. Hopefully will be out around then.
And then I'm managing the club on the 3rd. Ooh. Managing by that, Jared's just gone, and I'm watching TV while he's gone.
Right. I will be at the Orlando Improv this weekend.
And I stopped recording.
New Year's Eve through January 4th, and then Up Comedy Club the 8th through the 10th, and Appleton, I'll be at the Skyline Comedy Cafe. I'm closing out the shows, so I really love if you guys would come out. I'd love to get all the dick princesses out there. Josh Cox will be with me there as well. So if you love watching somebody sweat their dick off on stage, you'll enjoy that.
Also, I'm headlining the Gotham in New York the first weekend in February.
That's
so
right.
I'll be at the Comedy Cellar.
I'll be opening for Richard Pryor at Dave Chappelle's Comedy Club.
I will be at Magoobie's Joke House.
Oh, really?
That's true.
That's a real thing.
January 15th through the 17th.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.